creating a plan. No one gets something for nothing. People who have money to give will expect to receive something in return, a product, a service, an increase in their own capital. You will not be successful overnight. In fact, you will not be successful until you have returned to everyone who has aided you everything that he or she is due. Your definite major purpose must include provisions for doing this. You may be nodding your head in agreement with this and deciding you will surely make this happen. But unless you have an extraordinarily disciplined mind, it is not enough to envision this part and every other part of your plan. You must write them down. Writing out your definite major purpose forces you to be specific about it. It reminds you of its strengths and will expose its weaknesses. If you cannot put what it is you're going to do into words, it's probably because you are not as sure about it as you think. Once you have written your plan, read it aloud to yourself at least once every day. This fuels your obsession and reinforces its nature in your mind. When you face a choice about how to proceed, having your written definite major purpose to read will clarify your goals and make sure that you continue to progress toward them. Even better, once you have assembled your mastermind group, you ensure that everyone stays focused on the same ends by use of a written plan. No single mind is complete. No one person can answer every question. But two or more minds, united behind a definite major purpose and working in harmony to achieve it, will accomplish great things. There are numerous examples of this power. Christ himself made an alliance with his disciples to carry out his work. The plan was his own, but it survived betrayal and his absence to achieve a success beyond human comprehension. Success is a worthy goal. Striving for success has its detractors. Some people will argue that those who acquire wealth do so at the expense of the people who work for them. But if you are going to achieve success, you will do so only by extraordinary effort, effort that most people are not willing to make. People seldom profit by having money unless they earn it. How many times have you read about lottery winners who find themselves bankrupt only a few years after their windfalls, or about heirs to great fortunes reared in atmospheres of indulgence who fall prey to addictions like alcohol or gambling? The value of the wealth that comes with success is that it carries with it the lessons you have learned in acquiring it. You will learn in achieving wealth that success comes about only because you are willing to assume great responsibility and to deliver unfailingly goods and services which are truly valuable. Most people would not choose to be as dedicated to a definite major purpose as you must be. If you were to accumulate a fortune and then offer it to them on the condition that they behave exactly as you have done, most would not accept the responsibility. But some would. It is the people who would make such a choice who will be most helpful to you. They can offer you aid of untold value, far above and beyond the efforts of those who are easily contented. They will become indispensable to you by their willingness to assume responsibility and relieve you of some of the load you are carrying. You must be willing to reward them generously for their efforts. People like this learn that they set their own salaries by the quality of their work. Everyone, in fact, does the same. A person's salary is determined by the sort of service he or she renders, the quantity and quality of that service, plus the mental attitude under which it is rendered. If millions of people are struggling to get by on the salaries they earn, it is because their highest aim is only to hold the jobs that they currently have. They are where they are, and they are making what they make solely because of the limitations they have set up in their own minds.